Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and then get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to rock,
hey, we're doing this for the fans, for the motherfuckers that be in our corner. This right here is some live shit. Ain't one word written down, ain't no words for my mind. This is some shit right off the level. This is how we do it, cause most of the time what it is like, niggas know me, but they don't know the D-O-double-G.
Nah, they don't
know, uh-oh, I say they swear they know me, but they don't know the D-O-double-G. They don't know, uh-oh, put my niggas down with me until the day I D-E-I.
Get paid, cause my mind's on my money. Everything is so made. I play game in the youngster. As a youngster, trying to make my money, trying to become a hustler. Finally made the status, latest night in the pit. New dog, watch the trip, catch a grip and then I dip. Making money is a must for me. I got the habit, cause you know my lifestyle is like two boxes, just so lavish. Just moving on paper, moving, making and shaking. Leaving fools in the days, as if as I was a Laker. Break them down and shake them. Pass it off to Tupac and let him take a jump shot, because he gon' give it on him.
Back in the old days, niggas was suckers, tried to belittle me, but that was when I was much smaller. Just a little G, but now I'm just a bigger baller. Niggas don't wanna see me because I'm larger and taller. Man, my money get bigger, bank account is larger. Niggas don't wanna see me, they label dog the father. When they see us on the street, niggas scream peace. They don't want it cause they screaming they can't see me. You heard the album, all eyes on me.
For this,
I don't want it, I don't need it. And if there's a cure for this, I don't need it, I don't want it. And if there's a cure for this, I don't want it, I don't need it. And if there's a cure for this, I don't need it, I don't want it.
Take a trip around the world, cause that's what a nigga love to do. I'm having money like a nigga supposed to. You know this money be the topic that I'm spitting on, cause I got to get my grip and fingers got to keep it on. I'm scratching for some scratch and some thriller, trying to get the big paper, cause yo, paper is a killer. Leaving niggas on days, cause yes, money pays. Cause if you ain't got it, then it seems you are plotting, trying to do you a robbery or some type of assault. But you just might get caught, but you know it ain't my fault. I'm gon' dip away and slip away and find me a hideaway and look for my nigga Pop, gone and take a ride.
Well, I'll be right there, homie. What's up, baby? You looking crazy like you don't really know me.
No,
I know you heard the album, I ain't mad at you.
Mad
so
at
move
you.
Closer, big baby, let me stab at you.
Stab
you
at
know
you.
The rules, Big Pop in this motherfucker. Don't look at me crazy, cause baby, I'm with the mother suckers. This thug life, baby, outlaw immortal. I thought I taught you, baby, we don't do it, but we fought you. And when we did, we beat you ass niggas in the streets to the motherfucking studio. Sounding like Phil Collins singing to the studio, you niggas.
For this,
I don't want it, I don't need it. And if there's a cure for this, I don't need it, I don't want it.
I think
niggas know me, but do they know the D-O-double-G?
I don't think so. They don't know.
Think niggas know me, but do they know the D-O-double-G? Do they know?
Do they know?
The niggas down with me.
Damn, what he nigga look like?
Damn,
it's like a family. style. A mafioso, Snoop Dogg about to do it like a Mussolini flow. Edie, what up, nigga? I feel you real now. Snoop Dogg about to show you how I feel the crowd. I step back, relax, New Jack, they get smacked up against the wall when they think that they can get with that. Nigga, doggy dog, I'm so smooth. I keep it on the rilla, cause I'm a true killer when they come to make it thriller.
Them niggas know I suppose they froze once they see me in the dog doing clothes in the videos, bitches call. We all up in them drawers, baby, you know the secret, huh? I got to keep it, money, papers, and bitches, my only motto. Drink out the cold 40 bottle, my dog. You know these niggas are false. Now me and Snoop came up and built our name up. Bitches thought they had us close, but bitch, I got my game plus. I'm a motherfucking baller, alcoholic. You can ask my homie K, he'll tell you. I've been ballin' since around the way in Edie. Had a baby, he's needy, but he's crazy. Got these niggas running wild from his fucking
shit. If there's a cure for this,
then nigga, I don't want it, I don't need it. And if there's a cure for this, I don't need it, I don't want it. And if there's a cure for this,
no, won't it be out?
Be my motherfucking reply to that little bitch shit. Yeah.
Hey, yo, pop,
all the mixtapes.
You heard it wrong, nigga. Ain't nothing sweet about my technique. You checking for my breathless quotes. I wrote that. My history so thoroughly involves destruction. Niggas left with they ass bleeding, lyrical fucking. Open up, first of us, let me see your heart. Turn the lights down, cause I might clown in the dark. When I check for the heart cement, what do we find? Niggas watching from my pockets, planning plots on mine. Am I blind? Let my rhyme speak. For me in history, a legend, you should find me. Dumb Machiavelli, bitch, bow down to death row. Fuck what you say, we untouchable. Now that we done shook Doc Dre, he ain't made a beat in 6 years, sway to shit. Won't get no record sales, sucking our dick. Let me get my preach on, nigga drop the beat, I get my freak on, the wrong one for you to speak on, motherfucker watch your mouth,
come on,
come on, watch your mouth, I heard Nas got beef cause I'm dissing his clip. Cool, come bring your ass, nigga, you can get dicked. I'm worldwide, steady, world rapping. Get your cash on, nigga, 5 times flat. What that? Dayla, I got a problem with this hard shit. Ever since me, myself, and I, y'all been garbage. I'ma keep it real, show you how it feels to ride. Y'all went 3 feet and stop riding. Wendy Williams is a fat bitch, that's the truth. I got a jar full of niggas nuts, that's for you. Let the west side, east side drama see. I come alone to your own street. Outlaw, prepare for panic when I unleash. Niggas is lucky if they leave here in one piece. Queen Puff never had no heart to start, so how the hell Biggie Smalls get the part? Watching them out.
Don Machiavelli,
Illuminati style.
Give me motherfucker
Illuminati style.
Yeah, we gon' jump
on the well. I got a lot of
Illuminati.
Let's shoot these niggas.
What I bring to you is hardcore. The very essence of my poetry. Select and show you backward ass niggas that know me. The only G to bleed for the shit I bring. And swing hard on motherfuckers, that's my thing. Vocally I'm pure, so you OD trying to throw me. Don't get your life took, trying to run with your homies. Y'all know me, same nigga, so quick to blast. On this worldwide mass, trying to get some cash. Holla, my name in the game will follow. Wait, and I'll murder these snakes tomorrow. Bunch of wash up, jealous ass punks, go. Quit bullshitting, pop. Flip the funk mode, Machiavelli ride. All you niggas die when I come. I do some fly shit and be done. They say Pac ain't got love for the east side. Use a line, motherfucker, nigga, we ride. Watch your mouth.
Love that shit. I love that dumb shit. I fuck this with my niggas on the east side.
Problem. Same niggas always trying to interrupt the conversation.
rugged and rough.
Come on,
Outlaw, yeah. Westside, Death Row, Thug Life.
Dre can't fuck with this, yeah.
You know my tribe, to live and die.
They say Dre can't fuck with this, Dre can't fuck with this, yeah, nigga, the prodigal son. Yeah, this might have been your motherfucking regulator when you was here, nigga, but you see where you at, you see where the fuck I'm at, nigga. Westside Death Row, the untouchable style, nigga. I took your shit, bitch made, nigga. You up out of this shit, nigga. You got erased, nigga. You know the motherfucking history. M.O.B., nigga, mob staff. We don't like your trick ass. You up out of here, nigga, by murder or by hardcore staff. It took hardcore staff for your ass on the wall. You walking, nigga. You don't even come out no more, nigga, cause you know what time it is. Don't even front, motherfucker. You think by get with my enemy, that's gonna get you some love in my heart, nigga? Fuck you. Let's do it. Let's put it on you. Ghetto staff. Out of all bear. Fresh out of jail. Apocalypse Now, Machiavelli the Dawn, Outlaws, Death Row, Westside to die. Let's do it again.
Raise the ball, be nuts, Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, when you can bat it up.
Yeah, True West Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ.
And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Starting them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
The hip-hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
West Radio, West Coast Wit.
Nah, I'm just fucking with you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think I said Monday on Wednesday.
Ha! Oh, yeah, yeah, what's happening? If y'all online, give us a call, 323-642-1597. Now these punk-ass counterfeiters don't want to work today. They work all week. We got the homegirl Foxy up in the building. DJ Ev Love. Wee-wee! Julia! Jojo Lowe.
Yeah!
Hell, the business here.
What's happening, man?
True West Friday, man. How good. We've been having my people. Sweet Pill,
yes,
you know, on the West Coast, Joe. What's up, family?
Woo, Lord! It's so cold around this bitch, it got my nose running. Damn.
I hate that shit.
Fuck yeah. I just turned my heater on, so I ain't got no heat around this motherfucker yet. It's coming. I can feel it.
Well,
y'all got it, man.
What's going on in the West, man?
Oh man, show station bad breaks. Nah, everything is good over here, man. We just
Hey Sarah, what's the reports we be?
I'm just I ain't having a bad day, but they woke me up early this morning when I fell asleep and told me my grandpa was dead, so.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Sorry
yeah, I'm
hear.
Like, I had just went to sleep. I'm like, these motherfuckers.
Oh, sorry about your grandpa. That's, you know, when, that's, I mean, what, it's like an early morning call when you just, and that phone rang, you be like, oh.
I already knew what it was because I was like, she called me at this time. I'm like, what the hell my auntie want? And I like, I know what it is. And he said, don't think like that. And I called right back. And that's what she said. I was like, but at least he was older than a motherfucker. It's not like everybody else. He was 83, about to be 84. So.
Well, you know, nobody could never take death. You know, I think it hurts more when people are young. When you kind of got yourself braced for it, it's a little different. You can never brace yourself for death. But like if you got somebody older and then, you know, they might be having health problems, you kind of be like, I know it's going to happen. It's going to hurt. But it won't hurt worse if your goddamn sister or your brother die.
It's easier to deal with when they old than a motherfucker. You be like, okay, they probably tired of all this shit. Tired of being around this shit. Because, you know, it's just getting a little weird now. They probably like, all right, I'm going to holler.
Yeah. You know what? See, that's a good attitude to have.
Right.
That's a good attitude to have because, you know, with. I did a whole lot of crying in the last 3-4 years because my boys,
I did that too.
You know, my boys, just people that's too young to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cousins, relatives, like, damn, this nigga was like 20 years younger than me and he checked out.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that shit hurt. A whole lot worse. You know, it still hurt, but, you know, you kind of, it's almost like brace yourself, because you know it's going to happen.
I think it hurt worse just depending on how close you is to the person. That's how it hurts.
Yeah, that's true, too. Because there's a whole lot of people that was younger than me. And they died, and that shit hurt like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
And I was close to him. You know, I'm real close to him. We was one of my best friends. We said, Twilight. I be playing the song. He on that California song. I be playing so many songs sometimes. You know, we went to elementary school together. So just imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
shit, I freaked out when I was about to be 29 because my cousin died right before she turned 29. So, in my head, I don't know what's fucking telling me to go fucking crazy. But I was knowing where after that, but just for a little while, I was like, I was paranoid.
Yeah. Well, death ain't nothing to be paranoid about. It's like, once again, like I always say, I got a calendar. Either you can speed it up or you can slow it down. And most of the people, that's doing good shit, he'll slow that down for you. He's like, oh, I got to get him about another 7 years. I was getting ready to take him out in a couple of days. I give him, you've been doing good.
Shit, don't tell him when you fucking up. You guys stay longer. That's
yeah, you fucking
thinking.
Up, boy. It'd be like, oh, you had 7 years. I'm going to take you out tomorrow. Because you fucking up. We never know. We'll never know. But those are just my little.
You still don't know how to treat people. Okay, you're gonna be here 20 years longer. See you get it together.
Right.
Like final destination.
Kinda like that. Yep. Yeah. If you do people good, you might get a little extra time. You do people wrong. Oh yeah, your time can get cut short. For real. You know, cause I know when I was younger, I was doing fucked up shit. You know, and I think that I paid my dues for it because I started doing so much good for, you know, I made up for it.
Yeah, you're going to pay one way or another.
Oh, yeah, I think I paid for it. I really think I did. Because I'm telling you, boy, it was a time in my life, boy. It was all bad. It ain't as bad as some people have it, you know what I mean? But mm-hmm. I know once I kind of changed up a little bit, not only did I start feeling better just about myself, everybody else saw the change too.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
it's crazy. But when people start seeing the change in you, and you can feel a change in yourself, that means it's like, okay, I'm on the right track. Even though it'd be like, sometime I want to take that one step back.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when I was out there just riding on motherfuckers, man, fuck you, cuz. Just going off on motherfuckers. That was a bad time. And as bad as I try not to do that, sometimes I fall myself back into it, but not as bad. Just because I was doing it because I knew it. Now I do it because y'all motherfuckers is tripping and y'all not gonna take advantage of
me. Mm-hmm.
So there's a big old difference between, you know, letting these motherfuckers know that you can't run over me versus me just doing it because I know I can.
Now, I'm definitely not as passive as I used to be. Because people be trying to, like, they would give you all the way in. So now I be going off on motherfuckers. They be like, oh, I thought you was sweet to you. I'm like, no, bitch, not today. This is Marquisa. Shit.
Yep. That's the way it is. Because that's what, you know, back in the days when I had my old group, they'd be like, okay, who are you today? Scratchy or itchy? That's what they call itchy, the bad dude. Be like, oh, there go itchy. He didn't show up. But
look, that sound like me. That sound like me. Either you biblical today or you foxy.
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
That's what it is.
They don't want to see the foxy. Vivica, she a sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
The foxy get up in that ass.
And people don't understand that shit. You know what I mean? It's like, wow. How can you be like, I don't know. It's not like a split personality. It's just, if you grew up hard and then you calm down, and then the whore come back. It used to be a flip of a switch. All you gotta do is say one wrong thing, and here come itchy. You know,
yeah,
so.
People are used to try to take advantage of me a lot.
This is my opinion.
I'm so nice.
What might that mean?
This is my opinion. I just kind of feel like, you know, just, you know, however old you are, I think it's just based on the experience that you went throughout life. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, certain experience, it molds you into the person that you may be today. Some people,
right,
they may have been young and been picked on and, you know, being naive and gullible or whatever the case may be, but when they get older, now they got this badass goddamn attitude where they be like, I wish a nigga would.
I think all of us have been through there. Like you say, no matter how old you are, I think everybody's been through a point in time to where you feel like people was taking advantage of you, and then you kind of let it happen.
Yeah.
I know it's a lot of people, I just let it happen. But then when I finally flew off the hook on them motherfuckers, they were like, oh shit, where did that come from?
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So say, I want to, King Scratch.
What up?
This kind of on the subject a little bit, but this is something that I kind of wrote earlier today, and I just kind of want to share it with everybody just to see if, you know, y'all can feel it.
Go ahead.
But check this out. I had wrote this down. I said, I believe that a person is in control of their life, who they choose to be in it and who's not. A person, in my opinion, has to serve some type of purpose in your life, whether friendship, relationship, etc. But in some aspect of your life, ask yourself, what need is being met? Are they good people you may consider a friend? Is there a love connection between you and that person? Is it going anywhere? Will it go anywhere? That's a good thing. That's the good thing about people using their common sense. If you know and you feel that a person or persons isn't vibing with your energy or you're sensing hidden agendas, let them go. And if you have ties to a person, would you rather not have in your life, then do what you can to protect your energy, your sanity, and your happiness, and most of all, your peace.
Mm-hmm.
So that's find the good mm-hmm. within the bad and go with that, and don't let nobody else's negativity disturb your peace.
You need that motherfucker on a t-shirt.
I was about to say, you need to write a book of affirmations.
You need to put that
It came to me earlier today, and I was just like, yeah, jot that shit down.
Well, the one of the main things that you said that, you know, the person that you trust most could be the one to bring you down the farthest. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because a whole lot of people, they put trust in the people, especially people you've been knowing for a long-ass time. You've been knowing them for a long time. You feel like you could trust them. But then at the end of the day, those be the motherfuckers that bring you down to goddamn size. You know what I mean?
But that's why I feel like you have to. But that's why I feel like you have to use your common sense. Okay, if you know your right from wrong, you know what I'm saying. And if you know what's right and what's wrong, at the end of the day, you gonna sense somebody's aura, somebody's energy. Regardless, I don't care how long y'all been friends or how long y'all known each other. It's going to be somewhere in their spirit or in their energy where they going to slip up.
Of course.
And if you're not crossing your T's and dotting your I's, then yeah, you going to miss the shit. But if you stay on point, then you'll catch everything. And that right there should let you know, well, no, man, this nigga used to be like this when we was kids, so, you know, woo-woo-woo, but now he acting like this and that and the other. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to just stay on point.
You know the thing that when you got childhood friends and people that you've been knowing for 20 years and 30 years, it's one thing that always happens that I see. Some people feel like they got way more successful or bigger than what you are. Or sometimes the people get jealous because they got bigger and better than what you are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's kind of some human nature shit. And one thing you said something about common sense. Sometimes everybody is born with common sense. But the only thing that happens is they don't look on the back of the card and activate their common sense card. You know, when you get a motherfucking credit card, you got to look on there, you got to call a number and activate your credit card or your debit card. Motherfuckers never activate their common sense card. Because you start seeing change in people over years. Over years, people.
Right.
Because I got a whole lot of people that just hate me for no damn reason. And to me, I'm the best motherfucker in the world. I would love to be my
best one.
Hey, remember Scratch? I told you, a motherfucker told me a long time ago, I wouldn't be shit if I didn't have Sweet Pea and King Scratch on the show with me.
No. Right.
They said,
but
what?
That was a wrong analogy, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shit if I didn't have King Scratch and Sweet Pea on the show with me. With nobody do what the fuck I want. I'd be like, hey, I'm glad you feel like that.
I remember when that happened. I forgot who said it. Oh, the little gay man said that.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is,
that's what they supposed to.
Gorman.
And that's what they said. Who? But they said it like that. I don't know who
they said.
Oh.
Yeah. Gorman flipped out on
him
and told me that.
But see, the whole twist is, everybody got their own thing. Everybody do their own thing. But then it's a point of coming together to make whatever happen. You know what I mean? Because you got a whole lot of people that don't know what the hell was going on nowhere.
Right.
I know what we do as far as what we do. I don't know what the hell happens outside of this damn show with anybody. Everybody got their own thing, but I talk to everybody and they tell me what goes on. You get what I'm saying?
And another thing about that motherfucker, y'all, you know, I'm not making excuses at all, but we just real close. And that's how he acts anytime he feel like somebody done did something to me or is about to do something to me or something like that. And I don't know how else to say it. Like, that's like my brother and my sister at the same time. So he do be tricking.
Oh, when he attacked me, I went straight at him. I went straight at him. I'm going to tell you exactly what I said. I say, motherfucker, first of all, you don't know me. Because what he said was, if it wasn't for Sweet Pea, True West Radio wouldn't be shit.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I had to go in.
I think I took that off of there, though.
Huh?
I think I took that off of there. I removed that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know you did, but you seen what I said. I said, that's my sister. I said, no matter what the fuck is going on, but at the same fucking time, how the fuck you going to come in here and tell us what it'll be if she was here, if she's not? It still was going to roll on if you was on a True West and not. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing about it. People don't know exactly what the hell is going on, but they want to jump inside that goddamn double dutch. You want to jump inside the double dutch rope, but you don't even know what's going on outside the ropes.
Look, and
no
you want to hang it up all in that motherfucker.
That's the thing. And see, the thing about it is always, first of all, communication. Second of all, once again, common sense. Just like Foxy was saying and what she was talking about. It's common sense. Common sense is the thing that fuck a whole lot of people up. Common sense would be like, if the motherfucker, your brother slash sister, would be like, what's the problem? What's going on? Don't just start throwing your motherfucking coins in the goddamn well, nigga, and you don't even, you try to make a wish that you ain't gonna get granted.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing about people, man. People jump to conclusions. People got their own way of thinking, and they don't even understand what the fuck is going on. But no, if you want to put your 2 cents in something, you ain't even got a penny in the motherfucker. Common sense.
I
want to
say this. This Buddha Ali. I'm gonna say this. I like what Vivica said. The inspiration of motivation on thing of dealing with everyday life and like you say, common sense and everything. And the dude, whoever said sweet pea, this, well, we can't do nothing without the woman. With the feminine energy, does make a big difference on this show, on any show, really, especially the woman. If the woman is on point, ain't you know, lazzle-dazzle, sometimes you got women with a lot of hate in their heart hop on here and just want to, you know, womanize, say, heavy love's a womanizer. You know, heavy love's just trying to be friendly. It might seem flirtatious, but he just trying to show, you know, his appreciation if you coming on the line on the air, you know. But like you say, like Scratch said, a lot of people, at the same time, if they really ain't riding in the car in the last 30 miles, they really don't, well, I'm going to say longer than that, last 100 miles. If they ain't been in the last 100 miles, they really don't know what the hell going on anyway with the whole family. So it's a 360 swing around, but unity is the main thing here on True West. We ain't crazy. We trip out. We test motherfuckers. Motherfuckers test stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but we still all family. We still call in.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you this right here. One thing I know and a thousand things to show, if anybody got anything to say about the family of the True West Radio, tell them to come holler at Foxy. I'll set them up.
I'll be like, here go our number right here. Call Foxy and talk to her.
Don't tell me for a joke.
You know goddamn well they ain't got to call you because I'm going to let their ass have it first. I'm just saying.
Oh, you know,
I'm going to let their ass have it first because the thing about it is,
I don't want to say too much because it's really in the past, but you know, y'all know what happened, and I was really upset. And that motherfucker tried to have my back, but really just went too far. And I told him to apologize to you. I thought he apologized to you.
Nope. Just like that motherfucker said, he'd come and slap me in the face with his dick, never call and apologize.
Oh, fuck him. He always, he fraud. That's the fraud dude.
I thought the Fed had that man to call you back to confirm a straight apology, from my understanding, because
But you know what? I don't need an apology because, you know, the whole thing about it is, come and do it.
Oh,
I don't need no apology.
There you go.
Come and do it. But see, I forgive. You know what? If you don't forgive those that are stupid, you are just as stupid as the stupid motherfucker. You understand what I'm saying? I forget a nigga. He ain't gonna say I'm sorry.
I'm a stupid motherfucker because I don't forgive motherfuckers for shit. Unless I feel like
don't apologize or forgive somebody for their stupidity or their ignorance. That's what I was saying. That's what I was saying a while ago. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If they not vibing with your energy, you know what I'm saying? You got to protect your sanity. You got to protect your happiness.
So,
you got to protect what's you. You know what I'm saying?
So,
because the motherfucker's going to try you every day, all day. They going to try you.
But you know what? The whole thing about it is, and I understand exactly what you're saying. My whole thing is, I don't need an apology if I ain't got to fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? I don't need, if I choose not to, somebody want to be stupid, it's me. It's me. I don't have to fuck with you. If a motherfucker sit up there and put some more bullshit about me up on a Facebook post or something, I don't have to respond. I don't have to say nothing about it.
I don't know if I should say this or not to everybody that's listening.
Say whatever the hell you gotta say.
Me and Hell Love had an argument, and he said that he was putting me off of True West Radio, and that's why that happened. And we all got into it. And you remember that.
Yep. I remember.
I don't want to talk about that because it's in the past.
No, it was just because, it was just when old girl showed up. And he knew you didn't like her. Y'all didn't like each other. It just so happened she showed up on the show. That's how
I said I could call on another day. She could do this day, and I could do the other day. I wasn't tripping.
Is this True West Convection today?
Yes, it is. Come behind the door and tell me what you're feeling. I can hear JoJo right now. Yeah, I'm a Dallas fan.
I feel like chicken tonight.
Confess your sins being a Dallas fan.
I feel like chicken tonight.
We gonna get off of that shit, man. But look though, like I said, like the same thing Foxy said, that was a good one right there. You need to type it out and send it to me. I'll put that motherfucker on a T-shirt so goddamn quick or something, and we can make some money off of it, because the whole thing about it is you don't have to deal with people unless you want to deal with people. You don't have
that
to
part.
Forgive people unless you want to forgive people. Those
that
are the
part.
Things about it, because no matter what, like Sweepy was just saying, Have Love and Sweepy right here, evidently, all is forgiven because it was something that happened in the past. When motherfuckers can't, you know, if it's bad, nigga, you do something fucked up to my family or kill my dog or something like that, oh, yeah, it's personal as fuck. But little shit, sometimes little shit can be overlooked to keep the family together. But see, families can't even keep families together. That's the twist.
You got
families
that right.
Can't even keep families together. So it'd be
I'm real passive. I'm a very passive person. So I might curse you as fuck out, but after that, that's probably going to be the end of it.
No, I mean,
Sweet Pea, you tell them to, like I said, tell them to call me. I will passionately cuss their ass out. And her say, how about that?
I'll do that too, man. It'll be over with.
Oh, my
that.
God. Like, y'all motherfuckers, boy. That's why I love y'all,
I
man. That's JoJo. See, I got to keep JoJo away sometimes because he
but
don't want to
I told him
out.
That was wrong. And it was unprofessional, and it made me look bad, and I took it down. Also.
Yeah, well, that's cool. But, I mean, like I said, I mean, that's somebody, I ain't got no hard feelings against gay cuz. You know what I'm saying? It's all good.
True.
I ain't got no hard feelings against him. I mean, hell, it's what he said. He's protecting his people. He's trying to defend his people. It's just like if somebody was saying something about me and nobody don't know this motherfucker really, nigga, I know people coming to my defense.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I would go to y'all defense. I probably don't know what the fuck going on. But if somebody says something bad about any of y'all, guess what I'm going to do? I'm coming to y'all defense. You know what I mean? That's just the way it is. Because it's like we a family. So no matter what anybody say about anybody, motherfucker be like, oh, fuck Sweet Pea. Oh, fuck JoJo. Or fuck Julia. Fuck, nigga, fuck Hell Love. Fuck, nigga, I'm be like, nigga, what the fuck you talking about, my
mama.
Nigga? Shit. Nigga, I'm coming.
What Sweepy say? Yo mama.
Yo mama.
Yes.
I'm jumping in the double judge rope right with you. Now it's three or four of us in the double judge rope, nigga. What's happening? That's just the way it is.
What's happening?
People defend certain people. You know, I got people I won't defend. I just sit up there and watch them get cussed out like, mm-hmm. You little bitch-ass nigga, I see, mm-hmm. I ain't jumping
and
in
then
that
we
room.
Had a talk, too. I'm like, girl, what are you doing? Because both of these people got, I'm the one who just started. I was like, you need to look up to talk like you is tripping.
That's crazy.
I'm the new person. I'm the one who just started this shit a couple years ago. And you talking to these people like
that motherfucker went straight ham on a nigga. I was like, wasn't me and Ham Love just on your show? Remember we did? We call that motherfucker show.
Yeah.
And me and Ham Love was sitting up there trying to figure out if we want to be on the show. I was like, damn. We get ready to be on a gay show.
Don't start that, King.
No, I'm just saying.
No, I'm not. I'm currently eating chicken. I apologize to my just audience of right now, but this shit from churches is real good. So y'all give me about 5-10 more minutes, I'll fuck with y'all. All
right, go and do your thing. Do your thing, shit. You ain't got to explain to us, nigga. Only thing to be fucked up is I'm sitting here talking to myself. Hey, you know what's crazy? Y'all know Tisha Campbell, right?
Yeah.
So for Martin, this is
with the big head.
Yeah, well, that's what Martin called an apple head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, somebody tried to snatch her today.
What?
Yeah.
What?
He was, they doing a movie in Texas somewhere down there by y'all. And so I guess she was trying to get, they didn't have Ubers or something around where she was. So what happened was she, somebody was there and they were like, here, call this number. And she called the number. So she outside and she's waiting on the people to come pick her up. And a van pulled up and told her, a dude got out the van. And then he was like, oh, go ahead and get in. And he's like, well, y'all supposed to take me where I gotta go? He's like, no, just get in. Motherfucker straight trying to goddamn steal us. She was like, oh, hell no. So she went back inside to the little hotel or whatever. And she was like, nah, we ain't got no numbers on people to pick you up like that. Somebody on the little set or wherever was telling her they was trying to steal her ass today. I saw it on TV. She was like low-key crying a little bit. She was like, fuck that. She said, I was Gina on TV. I'm Tisha Campbell, motherfucker.
Yeah, I was the one that got my head stuck in the bed post, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
My bad. No, you ain't got to shut up, too. Head in the bedpost is what happens sometimes. As long as it ain't mine.
What part of sex did she was in?
I don't know. You have to look it up. You look it up. They'll tell you, you like drug, like human trafficking shit.
You know what? Yeah. By you saying that right there, that's exactly what I was thinking. Because first I was like, first of all, bitch, you a whole goddamn celebrity. What the fuck is you doing calling a damn Uber, Lyft, or anything other than something personal that can pick you up? First of all.
It's
what
a whole lot of celebrities.
I told her about walking outside at night. They swooping people up all 90 going north. Any woman outside after dark, they can kidnap you.
Oh, she was in Brownsville, Texas. Hell yeah, you get snatched up down there.
Oh, you see it? Nigga, look.
That ain't where black people at like that.
It's motherfucking celebrities in New York that still ride the subway. And I'm going, how the fuck are y'all doing that?
But look, that's how you order a limousine and stuff real quick. You do it on Uber and Lyft. Or a nice luxury ride and stuff like that. That's how you get them now.
It's a lot of motherfuckers. It's a lot of celebrity motherfuckers that get Uber and Lyft.
Did you see what Young Blue had to do out there in L.A.? He had to sit up there and shoot his way out. They tried to rob him.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
See, you motherfuckers is doing it. Them motherfuckers is getting Ubers and Lyfts and motherfuckers in New York and on the subway. I'm going, ain't no motherfucking way I got a gang of cheese and I'm getting on a fucking subway. Especially that.
Look, this goddamn fourth stimulus check got these hoes out here fucking desperate. That what it sound like.
You know what I mean?
That's what it sound like. The stimulus check ain't coming fast enough. Shit, they said, fuck it, we finna rob a celebrity.
Man.
And that's all we ask the clerk, like the tip bottom of Texas before you get the Padre, they start trying to snatch your ass and run off to them islands.
Yeah. Brownsville, Texas, that's down there, man. Damn near, you damn near on the border. But I'm gonna say this, you know, man, y'all know a lot of these, you know, the game is real. A lot of celebrity men, they just TV motherfuckers struggling everywhere. Mm-hmm. And goddamn it, she looked damn near Mexican anyway.
But brother, I call it still.
I mean, they probably didn't know who that was. They probably didn't know who that was till after they pulled off. The goddamn motherfucker me
who you are these days. They don't give a damn who you are.
The motherfucker's damn Gina.
Wait a minute. Ain't Plies doing Uber now?
There's a lot of motherfuckers doing Uber. Motherfuckers,
but
people, just because the motherfuckers made some money, don't mean they got some money right now. So them motherfuckers got to do something to make some motherfucking money.
Or they don't want to spend the money that they got left. But depending on where you at, they make some money doing that shit. Like they get paid doing that.
Oh, yeah, them motherfuckers be getting paid doing that shit. I'm telling you, my nigga, he's living his whole life doing that motherfucker. And, you know, depending on who you get in your car, he got some motherfuckers in his car. Them motherfuckers gave them motherfuckers gigantic tips, more than what the ride costs. My nigga Mix Master G to be calling. That's what he do. My nigga he quit his job. This motherfucker didn't need shit. I don't need this goddamn job. I'm making more money driving motherfuckers around. I just don't want to be in the car with no strangers. I think I got in two Ubers in my life. Two of them. That's it. But I want to be in it, but them motherfuckers, they want that. Well, I know they ain't going to do nothing to me because if they, you know, I blow the back of their motherfucking head off and we'll go off the road type of shit. But I'll do
Uber.
I know.
Somebody going to die in that motherfucker. One of us going to die.
You heard me? But see, that's the thing about it. So they didn't have no Ubers down there. So she was trying to get a cab, but the motherfucker said, here, call his number. I guess some random motherfucker. She called the number and a van pulled up. There's a nigga driving and another nigga drive, but jump out. Was like, get in. Now, that's the word. If the motherfucker would probably would have been like, hey, how you doing? We arrived. It might have been different, but dude was like looking shady. She was like, oh, no, I'm not. That's when hood kick in. You be like, mm-mm, I ain't getting that motherfucker. Fuck that. Nigga probably old raggedy-ass motherfucking look like a kid in that van type of shit.
Pulled up, you know, in the rapist van.
Yeah, type of shit. Yeah, so she didn't get in it, thank God. Because that would have been another motherfucking something that motherfuckers would be talking about. But check this out, man. We're going to get into a couple of songs. Nigga been talking
again, how do we know if it's really true or not?
I don't know. She was on the goddamn thing talking about it. So
go to TMZ. TMZ going to tell you what it is and what ain't.
Yeah, TMZ tell you.
I'm just bullshitting, man. Don't listen to me. I'm just bullshitting.
Yeah, this motherfucker JoJo. That nigga be like, hey, come here. You want to get in my van? That shit look all beat up, got bullet holes in it, type of shit.
Well, I'm having,
she down,
gonna have
there,
a
where, she down there where the border is anyway. That's where the Haitians came in at, you know what I'm saying, early up in the year, in the last year. So she down there, you know what I'm saying? It ain't no more vegetable stands, ocean and dirt down that way, man. And like I say, she got damn me. I'm glad they didn't get her, but the motherfucker like Mr. Edwards, they try to snatch Mr. Edwards up here in Hope. They try to put him in the van.
They
try
to do what?
I said, man, they try to put you in the van down here in Hope. But they try to put you in the van and try to snatch you up out the chicken plant. You come out the chicken plant and try to snatch your ass up. You took out
y'all
running.
Crazy. Get the fuck out of here.
You know, ain't nobody gonna snatch me up.
They
whole family gonna die on both sides of the fence.
Yeah, hold on,
buddy. Hold
on. There y'all go.
Y'all crazy as fuck. True West Radio, man. What's going on, man?
They
call
we Mr. Zero Tolerance.
Give us a call, 323-642-1597. We're gonna jump into a couple of songs. I know ain't nobody trying to snatch Mr. Edwards. I know it'll be a fight like a motherfucker. True West Radio, man. Right, let's get it.
It's never what you do, it's how you do it. You never know a woman unless she lets you win. Be careful cause it's so confusing. Girl. It's never what you do, it's how you do it. You never know a woman unless she lets you win. Be careful when you're pursuing.
Girl. King Scratch introduced me to this girl named Nicole. She had light brown eyes, but a skin tone for show. I like what I see, what I saw. What I want was a 36, 24, 38. Hello, my name is Trey Nicole. You're looking hella erotic. I like it when you lick your lips, sip on that hypnotic. Got me mesmerized, visualizing hips and thighs. Only 2 hours have passed, I'm up in that ass surprise. That you spread eagle, seeing stars you can't speak to. I'm deep undercover like sand beaches and seagulls. This is a preview, baby, how much time you got? You can color me bad, TikTok, I don't stop. Hit it from the top. From the side, from the back, either come when I come or you come when I come back. See that Hennessy made it crack. Who would've figured she was married? Hit a whole holla back.
It's never what you do, it's how you do it. You never know a woman unless she lets you in. Be careful cause it's so confusing.
Girl.
It's never what you do, it's how you do it. You never know a woman unless she lets you in. Be careful when you're pursuing.
Girl. I need a real woman who kicking that real something, no
knows what she wants in a man like me, cause I keep her coming. But never in it, y'all. Strapped when I kill it, y'all. You know I'm gonna kill it when I'm lit from that henny, y'all. Then I gotta go goodbye because you straight drama. Two things a woman will never see, the son of my mama. This is the door hit ya, where I just have to split ya. And you ain't never gotta worry, cause I never miss. How you doing? Love my name, nah. I ain't gotta say too much. I'm just here to play with your body, baby, and spice it up and give you all that work, work. Not gonna make it hurt, hurt. Freaking on his head, yep, yep, to make it squirt, squirt. Bang it all night. Give it to you, that's right. I can make your body shifting for the realest all night. So what's up, though? We can get it in, no. You should've known from the dough it was kinfolk.
It's never what you do, it's how you do it. You never know a woman unless she lets you in. Be careful, cause it's so confusing.
Girl, girl.
It's never what you do, it's how you do it. You never know a woman unless she lets you in. Be careful when you're pursuing.
Girl, girl. Hey yo, let me sit back and tell you about this one girl I used to know. Her body was banging so hard I couldn't let it go. It was the early summer of last year when I seen her. I had to step to her, what's your name?
Selena.
Well, nice to meet you, Selena, your body banging girl. I done seen a lot of bodies with touches, I can swirl. Plus you're cute and petite, the type of girl I'm trying to meet. The moment I laid eyes, I knew my heart slipped to beat. You had me mesmerized, looking at your pretty eyes. Looking at your sexy lipstick, hips and amazing thighs. I got a question, you single love, you got a man? You got a girl? Well, nice then. Don't ask no questions, won't be no answers, that's what I'm saying. I need your body right now, no time for delaying. I'm saying, I can give it to you all night. Let me be the one to make sure that your body right. You feel me? Cause you giving me that love lotion. I wanna lay your body down and rub you with lotion. I'm hoping we can get together for the night. Me and you, one on one, that's right.
It's never what you do, it's how you do it. You never know a woman unless she lets you in. Be careful cause it's so confusing.
Girl, girl.
It's never what you do, it's how you do it. You never know a woman unless she lets you in. Be careful when you're pursuing.
Girl, girl.
I keep it greasy, I keep it on the crack and for easy because it's easy. Turn tables with these rookies, these rookies don't wanna see me. Crippled off a triple, my nickels so take it easy.
You heard what they said about your boy, yours flows are sick. He's like cancer and HIV when he spit what he spit. It's real spit that he spit, hit you with a spit and he split. But sometimes he get funny, so what an empty spit that he spit. Shit, no matter what you cut, he's just one of the top ten. He won't say it, but I think he better than most men. But when he's in the show, though, from the intro to the photo, so with some of the sickest ones, but I love it when he flows slow, though. Oh, that shit about your chick, he ain't really for show though, but yo ho for no dough, she love giving a bro bro. Hey yo bro, he seen you in the back standing solo. You feeling him so-so, but you the only one going boo though, with pseudo. So when you see him rolling in that lolo in slow-mo, and you pushing the 82 bobo, well you know, you got the look but no photo. Now take a photo and use the same for part of your promo. Wild easy, for cheesy my easy, I keep it greasy. I keep it on the track and for easy because it's easy. Turn business with these buckles, these rookies don't wanna see me. Flip it off the triple, my nickel, so take it easy. Wild easy, for cheesy my easy, I keep it crazy. Keep it on the track and for easy because it's easy. Your tables with these rookies, these rookies don't wanna see me. Grip it off the triple, my nickels don't take it easy. Your styles are like CDs you see and the shit is a hype. But when you buy the CD, it's only one song that you like. But my shit stays tight, the Virgil twisted the dice. Don't get it twisted if you miss it, the numbers listed, aight. I leave the keys in the face, Nicki Minaj from the waist down. Love the fear, come and love them all when she face down.
Hey, that's the wrong verse, man.
My bad.
Alright, go.
I drink a little bit too much. I'm living my life on the edge of a razor, plus I'm messing with the new touch. So body, body, I like the party, but I'd rather be dipping a dip and taking a sip, you haters know me. A lyricist, I am, and I'll be the greatest. Maybe that's a little bit too much to say, but who do you know that can say this? Cause I can kick it slower, kick it a little bit faster. Set the tone to pick up the pace and watch the spell like cancer. Wild easy, for cheesy, my easy, I keep it greasy. I keep it on the track and for easy because it's easy. Compared with these rookies, these rookies don't wanna see me. Rip it off the triple, my nickels, so take it easy. Wild easy.
sleazy. But she be my lazy, I keep it crazy. Keep it on the track and feel easy because I'm easy. Dependent with these rookies, don't wanna see me. Grip it off a triple, my niggas don't take it easy. When she smiling at ball like I ain't got skills or something. Like after all this bullshit, we gon' be best friends or something. Like I'ma watch your back and say, dog, don't worry about nothing. But on the drama, you get ready to be acting wild and front. I think that, no fuck that, I know I'm better than you. I flip it, get shit with these brothers who fit harder than you. So you better think about what you think you ready to do. Cause after this, I'ma leave those rookies that be running with you. Cause y'all been parking for 3 years and y'all ain't bitch shit yet. You fucking with illusions cause I ain't done no real shit yet. I dismantle clicking labels without breaking the sweat. See, I got money out the game, but it's about the respect. Transform the level where niggas be loving that shit. Hit the studio with scratch and banging out hits. Taking MCs all the way back down to diapers and tits. Look in my eyes so you can see how shitty I get. Oh, I'm easy. For cheesy, my easy, I keep it greasy. I keep it on the track and for easy because it's easy. Jerseys with these vocals, these rookies don't want to see me. Triple off a triple, my nizzles will take it easy. While easy. For cheesy, my easy, I keep it greasy. Keep it on the track and for easy because it's easy. Jerseys with these vocals, these rookies don't want to see me. Triple off a triple, my nizzles will take it easy. While easy. For cheesy, my easy, I keep it greasy. I keep it on the track and for easy because it's easy. Jerseys with these vocals, these rookies don't want to see me. Triple off a triple, my nizzles will take it easy. While easy. For cheesy, my easy, I keep it crazy. Keep it on the track and feel easy because it's easy. Dripping with these buckles, these rookies don't wanna see me. Rip it off a triple, my niggas don't take it easy.
Melt as the deck has returned to take souls. Ladies love me, the good, bad, and ugly. Tar, dark, one in Thuggy. Exclusive new niggas do shit, it's a bully. Hide a can into my hoodie, so what's gilly? It's color bra, King Shark, amongst the gods. Immortal, that walk the portals and realize.
You got me fucked up. 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 Nigga, you got me fucked up. 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 Nigga, you got me fucked up.
Fuck it, created in every way, positive, yeah. Play, and me and Pop just got style. Better than the artist you put your dollars in, so follow him and acknowledge the penmanship on my business. Niggas know what it is, click it on your head, it's out of my hands. Focus on supply and demand, wishing they could swatch this fly nigga out of the air. Illest with biggest digits, getting it, this banana peel lane still slipping. Hat to the back and I'm west coast dipping. Ain't willing down the bottle prescription, cause we dream big, gifted to drink clear. Yeah, way beyond the contest, so you cats better watch it like a Timex. No comparison to beginner or veteran, but they say my words cut like editing. In the best shape I ever been, very bright light, call me Edison. Yeah. Yeah, ow, me and Pop just killin' sound. Yeah, me and Pop just killin' sound.
All the time, verbal ass whoopin'. If you got beef, we can cut it up and cook it. You wanna take flight, reservations, then book it. Look it, the one shining light, I took it. Enough of that, who's that cat with the brittle face? Somebody who rolls with his family just in case. Any place, any time, people be rhyme for rhyme. Three strikes going crime for crime. Five-star general, West Coast icon. Niggas on my board like it's something to ride on. Beat down, West up, in the cup going. Keeping up with fast, but fuck what they doing. True West, two hands, eight fingers showing. Throw them in the sky because that's where they going. If you not know a game, scratch ITC. West Coast, East Side, FC. Yeah.
Yeah, ow, me and Pop just killin' sound. Yeah, me and Pop just killin' sound.
What it do, West Coast? It's the old man Low. You're now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
And we back with it.
rocking live. King Scratch. DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, Confederate Soldier, with True West Radio. What up, Gold Mine Records? Southside Live Click. Represent all the way from the dirty south, baby. We in the building.
Welcome, welcome to the true. West nigga. Welcome to the true. West nigga. Welcome to the true. West nigga. It's that true West shit. We got King Scratch in this bitch. Ooh, we sweet pea. Gorilla Soldier. Oh shit, the big homie Scotty D. And then it's me, JoJo, nigga, the loco, you feel me? And then you got Have Love. Yeah, you know what? We got the homies in this motherfucking world. We got Mr. Everywhere. We got K-9. And yeah, we got the homie King Fine. We got Brother Ali. Yeah, you feel me? Yeah. True West, nigga, yeah, yeah, ooh-wee, yeah. It's that True West.
This nigga cute with it, yeah. This nigga's up there, got his sang on. No, crazy motherfucker. We back on True West Radio, shit.
Right, I'm back on the thing.
Huh? What'd you say?
Hey, I'm back on the scene. What I missed?
I tell you, it's the weekend. Throw your hands up and party with me now. It's the weekend.
Everybody want to sing. It's all good. Get y'all sang on. Don't make me a singing song, but I'm going to auto-tune the fuck out that motherfucker. Y'all going to be like,
yeah, Boo Ali, you the same background for, he used to sing background for Barry White when he used to come to Texas.
Girl, there's something wrong with me.
That nigga was in the background.
Every time I'm alone with you.
Way in the back, nigga. Background, like way in the back.
Quit, y'all ain't not gonna do all that.
Nigga, put the mic right here and you stand back there and sing. Nigga, like
they
the choir.
They had him behind a curtain like
CNC
Music Factory.
Oh, yeah. Motherfucking Nilly Vanilly. The motherfucker behind the curtain, they getting off like a motherfucker.
No, the big girl from CNC Music Factory, remember she used to be, they hiding behind the curtains. They had a little pretty fine girl out there faking like she was singing, and the big girl behind the curtain.
Oh, yeah, that shit was fucked up.
Yeah, it was sad. They had Precious back behind the curtain singing.
Yeah, that was fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they didn't want to have a big girl out there. She would be rocking the crowd, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
It's all about the big booty now.
They got two for one with booty. He doubled down as a bodyguard. He's a bodyguard and backup singer, so he had to do that.
Boy, you crazy.
Well, you see how motherfuckers do it, the motherfuckers. Boy, I know so many people that's doing, who had money back in the day that's doing shit. That nigga RBX, that motherfucker was a security guard, at least he was. And all the motherfuckers that are doing something other than rapping, I trying to pull them back in. Come on, y'all. Motherfuckers just don't have to drop. They want to do it. But goddamn it, you can do it. Because people got fans. All these motherfuckers got fans. You know, except for the motherfuckers who was really cheating. Like a motherfucker. But the motherfuckers who actually had a couple of songs that was out there doing something. I'm like, man, come on, man, let's do something. Shit, them niggas scared. Man, you got life and bullshit fucked up. I ain't never scared.
Man, y'all, I'm looking that up now. That's messed up. Oh, girl, Martha Wash, I'm singing the vocal.
Mm-hmm. And that's why she fell out. That's why she stopped, because she got pissed off. She like, well, if I ain't going to be on the stage, and what you call it, they let her come out like at one of the award shows. And then after that, she like, this is it. I ain't doing it no more.
Yeah. That's what happens, man. But see, that's the way it was. You know, right now it's like a whole different, it's a whole different everything, you know. People don't care about, see, the thing about it is, the only thing that people care about is old rappers. So, if I was out there on the stage, I probably won't go platinum, because they'd be like, oh, look at that old man. I showed all them motherfuckers wrong in Memphis. But I wasn't even supposed to get out. I was out there drunk as fuck. I was rapping and scratching and all that shit. Them motherfuckers like, dude, you hardy the motherfucker. See, the thing about it is, people think that, you know, hell, you could be motherfucker 65 years old and come out with a bomb ass R&B album and nobody don't care. Be 65 and come out with a bomb-ass rap record.
Well, we finna change that, Scratch. That, yeah, well, I'm gonna say, because when I get this national deal with the Zone, man, I'm finna have you all on. You ought to see we got you on the commercial. We got you on the commercial on the Zone 24 TV. Man, we finna resurrect all that, man. We finna take the age out the rap game. That's the problem in the rap game now. So many youngsters and guns in this shit. You know what I'm saying? The OG done sat down. They ain't really spooked. They just ain't trying to go that route. So they really hop in a Uber, work at the Sonic or whatever, or drive a truck, rest that life, which ain't nothing wrong with that. But for the entertainment business, we finna take the age out the rap game and put it back in there. So that's my whole thing in doing the Zone. We promote it all. So that's why I say, well, you know, send me all your music videos. Send me all your music videos. Old and new. Drops. Just keep us filled with all your stuff on the Zone, plus the logo. You're going to get seen. You're going to get heard, brother, because you've been keeping us going for 5 years plus. And I know we met on Black Tier, on a Blackout Radio with Black Tier, Wu-Tang DJ. You know, but I got you, man. So I got you regardless, JoJo, everybody.
You ain't got Wu-Tang DJ?
Yeah, well, the Wu-Tang DJ is Black Tier. He's with the Wu-Tang Coalition. He was founded by RZA.
I was asking them, was that that man whose feelings was hurt when they said, he said, oh, y'all doing radio together now?
Oh, yeah, Black Tier, yeah. He be checking up on us. He call me like every Tuesday evening. Thursday, they on, it's a girl named Keisha Crush out of Minnesota.
Yeah, I talked to her.
Royal Crush Radio. She got a radio show, so he called me to get on there with her on Thursdays. But he always give a shout out to the truth. And then last night, I did an interview last night and gave a shout out to the truth down in St. Louis on a what they call that, where you be on, what's that, podcast visual thing. Mm-hmm. So I gave a shout out to the truth, man. Let them know we still out here, man. Ain't nothing changed. Y'all stay strong, family, like y'all were doing earlier in the show. Y'all keep that motivation going, the inspiration going. Let all that bullshit to go. I mean, we here now, like I say, every Monday. We used to get on the radio every day of the week. But every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, no matter what we done been through, we still show up at 8 o'clock, might call in at 9:50. But we all in here riding the ship.
Boy, that's so funny right there.
Well, you know the twist is, I never had a thought of throwing in the towel. Shit, I ain't throwing in the towel. So it's all them other older motherfuckers who want to throw in the towel.
I'm not saying throw in the towel. I'm just saying you motivate us as a icon in the rap game, been in there with everybody, behind the scenes. You've been on the scenes and behind the scenes, still on the scene. I'm just saying for us, with us at the zone, we always promote you no matter what. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I really do. I really appreciate that because, you know, I get out with the best of them. I'm just
trying to
do this together because I'm
going to
have a day.
I hit your boy DJ Battlecat up. You know, we put him on the zone. He got a video with Snoop Dogg they just dropped. So I hit Battlecat up. Your boy DJ Battlecat. He hit me up on the gram. He loved it. He said, yeah, scratch my man. He said, anything y'all doing, scratch gonna get y'all there. Ask him, he'll tell you.
Man, that's my dude. You know what I'm saying? That's my dude. But, you know, the whole thing about it is I ain't gonna stop. It's all of the other older cats that gotta fuck around and feel the same way I do. I ain't stopping because I'm not passing the torch to no motherfucking body. And once I finish when I finish all these songs, but even before I put them out, we just going to have a cool listening party to all these new songs I got. I got some shit. As bad as I want to leak, maybe Monday I might leak a couple of them, but I'm just saying.
I was about to try it. I was about to say, play one at 10 o'clock.
No. If it was loaded up, I would play it. But no, I'll play one of the new songs. I'll play a couple of new songs maybe, on Monday. But I'm going to just go have a whole little, so you can just hear all of them. You know, with all of the, some of the true motherfuckers that's gone, other than me and JoJo, you know, as far as right here, you know, close, there might be some way different shit. So, I've been working on it. I got some, I ain't even let JoJo hear him yet. I ain't let my son hear. My son be like, you got something new, Dad? I be like, yeah, a couple of times. I'm working on. So I gotta be like in the cut. I've been in the cut just doing songs.
But see, this is what I'm saying. If I can get video footage, if I get more video footage from you, man, that'll help out a lot.
Well,
you hear me, Scratch? That video, I need some more videos, man, from you. From King Scratch, JoJo too. I seen JoJo on the gram too. Y'all send me that video footage, just like that song JoJo just did. Little old drops like that, where JoJo was rapping. If he got a video to it, Miss Edward, we put that on Zone. We put that on Zone on the little intros and little intermissions and shit like that, man. I need out same thing with Sweet Pea. These videos from y'all, Fox, everybody, anybody, send me your video. We just got episode 14 coming up tonight. It's all live performances. Subscribe to the page, Zone 24 TV Returns. You'll see we're putting everybody on there. We got your girl Heather on there. Your girl Heather Walker. We got her. She sent us one. We put her new video on there that you had from Las Vegas. People are contacting us after the show. The shit is working. We just making it manifest. You know, we a small company, but we coming out hard.
I mean, go to YouTube and grab my first video I put on YouTube. That was like the first show that we did I put on YouTube. Nigga, I still had long hair and shit.
Send me the link. That way I can go, you know, cause my phone's swimming. Send me the link. You can send directly to my phone on Messenger, and we'll put it on now. But yeah, some of that new shit too, though. That new shit you jumping off on the show. We need all that new. We need that new, man.
Yeah. I'll make sure y'all get all. I'll make sure you get
so
all.
So I sent you one that's clear. I didn't send you the other ones because they mixtape songs, and I don't know if you could do that. But I sent you Larger Than Life because that's his. And he got some more that's his, but I don't think it's no video song. He got a video to own note, but that's a mixtape song.
Okay, is it you sent it to me or Scratch?
I sent it to you.
A messenger to my phone.
Oh, it's a messenger?
Okay. All right, I appreciate it. We finna make it manifest.
Yeah, I got the one of the, it was like one of the, I don't know what happened, the other live show, somebody else taped them. I got to find out where they at. Because me and my boy Twilight, we did a show. That shit was, it was the very first, I think it's the very first thing I ever put on YouTube. That shit is old as hell. But we was up there rocking like a motherfucker.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's on my YouTube page. King Scratch. YouTube. It's the very first motherfucker I ever put on YouTube. We did the show. I can't even remember what year that was. Fuck. I know I still had hair because I had my ponytail like a motherfucker.
Excuse me, did I hear someone call, Evan?
No, you didn't.
I was just chicken because I'm sitting here in the background listening to you guys and you sound marvelous. Keep going, True S Radio. This is DJ Evelyn.
Yeah, marvelous.
Please call me.
That ain't a gay word. Motherfuckers say marvelous. You got to sound
did
marvelous.
Did I use that word?
No, don't use
my
that's not a gay word, I don't think.
No, it ain't a gay word, but most of the time it'd be like, you look marvelous.
No, it's fabulous.
Okay, I know it's some blue left. Marvelous, fabulous.
I ain't say fabulous because I ain't want to say feminine.
You look fabulous.
And I want to say I'm feminist.
You tabulous.
Y'all know what these words mean?
I don't know.
I'm just
marvelous.
Yeah,
marvelous.
Okay. Let me go back to there.
I don't know. Anything with U.S. is on that motherfucker is kind of fucked up.
Yeah. I'm saying that's true with... We got to give a shout out to West Radio, man. Y'all here every night, and y'all is on point with everybody. You know what I'm saying? Well, I want to appreciate you guys right now. This is your flowers, and put some water on them. As you know, she's going to die in 2 or 3 days.
Oh, yeah. I take the flowers while they're being thrown.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. King Scratch did a marvelous job. Scratch, you know what? I never would have thought you'd been able to just calm down and do the shit like you're doing. But boy, you have really impressed me with your skill, which I knew you had. It was just a matter of getting you to manifesto. I wanted to see what it was like to be around a motherfucking king. Hell, I know what it's like. I just want everybody else to see it. Now they know. It's the KING in my eyes. 1, 2.
Oh, man.
Salute, my brother.
The only reason why I went from DJ to King is because I started doing all kind of other shit. So I just couldn't be DJ Scratch. Yeah, I got to do some other shit. Fuck it.
See, nigga, I'm still trying to figure out, is you a robot or a human?
Mm-mm. That's Scotty. Scotty is sideboard. I'm just...
Scotty is sideboard.
Yeah, he's sideboard.
I think both of you motherfuckers mechanically hands. I'm going to say that.
I think Scotty is sideboard because I'll be sitting up in this motherfucker. We be working. I go to sleep. I wake up. That nigga still up.
What up? I didn't know I was going. I didn't know I was loud and clear.
No, nigga, you just woke up, so you had to say something.
What you objecting to?
For one, Sweet Pea threw away on the bus the time I called in at 9:50. He snitched on me.
He said that. I said that's the favorite. I know he talking about.
DJ have love. All his ass kissing. On 2S, not allowed. Buddha Ali. With that Zone 24, we gonna need you to crank it up another 100 knots. You know what I'm saying? Now, King Scratch. Hey, next time you say JoJo without saying Buckethead, we gonna have a problem. You just said Buckethead with the truth. I mean, JoJo, and you didn't say Buckethead.
No, because her name is Julia.
What's up with that? Huh?
Her name is Julia.
Hey, yep. Her nickname, Buckethead. We're going to go from Julia to Buckethead. Whatever she told her the nickname, we use
well,
it at our leash.
She said that's what her daddy called her. And I was calling her Buckethead, but her name is Julia.
Hey, man, check it out.
So that's going to be like
Why,
Cher. Hey, her name's going to be Julia, so it's going to be like Cher.
Why we gotta be on Two Wits Radio arguing about her name?
Because her name is Julia.
You
well, she said we call her Buckethead. Does it matter? If she says she
right,
wants to call
he
Buckethead. Right,
he's the one
bought it up. This nigga. Okay, this nigga don't work. That nigga done hit
hey,
that
it's 9:50. I told you, 9:50. The motherfucker put a call in with some shoulder pads.
try not to get pushed out the window.
Hey, I was listening to the radio. They were talking about the next bishop going to be a transgender.
The next what?
They talking about the bishop being a transgender.
What
bishop or what?
I don't know. Well, your church. Whoever church. I don't know. You know.
Hey.
It's rough out here. It's hard on. It's hard on. Out here for the pimp bishops too. I mean, everybody in the struggle.
Oh, Lord. Where that come from?
Oh, that's just sitting talking around. They were talking about they say some transgender clinics got closed down. I was hearing Prosper Kitchen on the DFW. They said some doctors and nurses got together. They closed them down, and they've been pulling these books out of school. Because I guess it's child pornography, you know what I'm saying, showing. And they're just going through the books, and make 20,000 books they got to go through. With a lot of transgender stuff with kids and grown men. And they got to pull the books out of school. I don't know, man.
I ain't heard of that one.
The madness. Mm-hmm. She's in the news.
Oh, Lord. Ooh-wee.
Yep, you got to pay attention, man. It's rough out here.
Well,
I can't see it. I don't can hear it.
If you're in the back, can't see right here. Boy, you are.
What's that say? Believe on half of the things you hear and believe in the whole other shit you see.
They say half of what you see and none of what you hear. I've been known to be wrong, so y'all just need to fact check it and see if this shit true. I'm not wrong.
Okay.
I'm just telling you the gossip.
We will be your eyes.
Okay.
I'll be your eyes with you, Casey.
1, 2, and 3.
Oh, my God.
For the new year, I want to know, how many songs you plan on making per month this year? Do you put the grind in overgear because it's a new year? And with the great year that you had last year, True West really had a good year last year with a lot of hits.
I'm gonna try to make it to where the least. I'm gonna make about 5 tracks a day, depending on what I gotta do.
Right.
I'm gonna try to do at least about 3 songs a week.
That sounds good. It's very important. The reason why I'm saying that is because it puts me in a motivational situation here, because we got, prolific and great artists that are on the show. And this is like a platform for them to try to adjust and try to do themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because the grind shows after you grind it.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm on. I'm gonna really kick shit in the overdrive, in a couple of days, because I'm behind on my tracks. I'm kind of behind on songs, so I mean, it just depends on how I feel and how many beers I got. I'm gonna double up on the track, and I'm gonna try to do at least about 2 or 3 songs a week.
That's
so I know by the summertime I'm gonna have some more fire.
Right.
I want to do a mixtape with all samples. I just want to take some fat ass samples and just sample all that shit and just put some lyrics on top of it.
Right.
And I always said I wasn't going to do another mixtape, but I want to do that and then take all those lyrics and put bomb ass beats behind them and re-release it. It's not going to be a mixtape.
Right.
So it'll be a double. You can get the mixtape for free, but you got to pay for the new version.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to figure it out. Good strategy. It's all about strategizing and utilizing the time that you got to make happen what you want to make happen.
Oh, yeah.
I got a plan.
It's just, I just got to execute the plan. That's all it is.
Right.
Hey, how many are you dropping this year, Heavy Love?
Huh?
Bangkok Record?
Is no more. Bangkok is a thing of the past. I mean, with all that I'm juggling, at the most, I figured that my rap skill and vocal skills were not up to par to be commercial. So I only use those on live shows when I'm DJing. It's a part of the act or whatever, actually, my performance is a part of the act, basically. It's not even as an artist or a performer, but it's a part of the act. I just say that. It's like when I'm falling off on the DJ and I know what else I can do, I can pick up the microphone and sing out a jangle or two. You know what I'm saying? And it's simple.
Well, goddamn it! How many songs you gonna do this year, nigga?
Oh, wow!
I'm talking about the confetti, motherfucking ass.
True. Mm-hmm. Yeah, confetti. Here we go.
I'm gonna take one hit.
He's gonna do one song this year.
Okay, one.
My whole goal was to get about. I've been slow on the mission though. But I wanted to drop at least about 5 albums while I was blind. I've been kind of slow. There's been a lot of stuff I've been dealing with. I got all the music. But I got some music and put me I still got a lot of more music to get. You know, I like to drop the original music, so.
I'm going to tell you, people, everybody think that they got to just, you could do songs forever. That don't mean you got to drop all of them in a fucking year.
Yeah, I don't want to do 5 albums to drop. You know what I'm saying? It's just 5 albums that'll give me something to have.
It'll be like November. This will be like confetti album number 5.
Right.
That nigga gonna drop one. He drop one next month, then drop a couple more, then drop one up, then.
Yeah.
But nah, cause I that ain't the way I drop, promote, and then drop. You know what I'm saying? But that's the only one thing that got me slow with dropping, cause I can't promote how I like to promote. I just can't, yeah, it's a timing. And then when you trying to really get in and. Be really able to push it, you know what I'm saying?
When I drop this album that I'm doing, all you gotta do is go to kingscratch.com. That motherfucker's gonna blow up, and shit is gonna go goddamn haywire.
Right on.
It's gonna be the same thing on truewest.com too, but
yeah,
I got it. I'm telling you. I got some shit, man.
Somebody's
gonna have to be like, hold on, let me play that motherfucker one more time.
No, I'm working on something, but I'm not saying that I'm not working on no music. I'm working on it.
A little bit
slow, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, by the way, it's February. You know that, right? It's getting ready to be February.
Yeah.
All right, man.
It is something. You said you was gonna pay the bill for 3 months.
Huh?
Oh.
Hey, bro. I told you I ain't got my welfare check, and we talking about in February. I ain't say the beginning, the middle, or the end. But chill out, baby.
Oh.
I got this.
Or oh, one hey. Year.
Hey, I'm fucking this horse. Just hold the tail. Oh my God.
I was going to say something, but I will not say it. Due to it might incriminate me by the law of the state of California. I'm just saying. But in any case, man, we got about 7 minutes left. So look, if y'all online, y'all better call in 323-642-1597. You know what I'm saying? Because we're probably going to be out of here in a minute. I got to see if I want to play the one song. Yeah, I think I will play that, motherfucker. I'm going to play one song and we're going to come back to West Radio.
You getting a Benz for the price of a Hugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know.
My skill is better than any. anybody that is free. No regret, spending money, and you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for.
In the garage, we get cold, but we still relate. We got the tightest fucking down, and niggas still act. When we blow up, don't show up, and that shit that we recorded. Don't even look our way, because now you can't afford it. We try to give love, but ain't nobody trying to give love back. Pay for studio time and get a big track. Damn, that's the only thing a nigga gotta do to make a CD. But still trying to make deals off a small beat. Like electric slam up like it's tight. Edison ain't trying to hear when they turning on the lights. 2005 on that bullshit ain't nothing. Drop cheese on the table, we can kill all that head buttons. It might be fun, but this is work for real. And if you was walking in my shoes, you would know how I feel. Niggas getting more than what they say, say. You knew we had it cracking when you walked through the door.
You getting a Benz for the price of a Yugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know. Regret is spend money, and you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for. You getting a Benz for the price of a Yugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know. Regret is spend money, and you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for.
Something for nothing, nothing for something. This shit ain't free, so I wonder why niggas be racist. It's like paying $5 for a chronic crack. You can't get tracks if you don't count. I don't give a fuck if you was too fucking great. If you don't have no money, then your ass gotta wait. I'll go somewhere else to get your shit made. I don't care where you go, niggas wanna get paid. You can be the tightest rapper, up in God's green earth. Trying to get shit for free, you get exactly what it's worth. A whack ass producer making this last beat. Sounding like two ice cream trucks rolling up and down the same street. You had a chance with the five, then you do it. We the tightest around this bitch, I thought that you knew it. So don't come back in the garage no more. If you do drop IDs when you walk in the door.
You getting a Benz for the price of a Yugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know. Regret is spend money, and you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for. You getting a Benz for the price of a Yugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know. Regret is spend money, and you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for. You getting a Benz for the price of a Yugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know. Regret is spend money, and you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for. You getting a Benz for the price of a Yugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know. Regret is spend money, and you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for. And you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas
want to
play for.
Yo, my goddamn sound effects. Boy, these sound effects is killing me. Sound effects don't want to work. None of that.
Oh,
it only work when, it only work when, every so often. That shit worked all week. You just go wait till Friday and not work.
You gotta do work twice in a row.
I gotta find out something else. I gotta do something else. I don't want to move. Buddha
might have tampered with it.
Huh?
Buddha might have tampered with it.
Blah! You say he tampered with it?
Mm-hmm. Buddha over there doing that voodoo. That's a harder art than Oklahoma
tank. Yeah, I'm a practitioner. I'm a practitioner in the craft, but let me tell you something, Confetti. I'm glad you said something. Now, you told me that you told me he called and apologized to King Scratch.
He apologized to me? Remember, he told me to tell, he apologized, he apologized to everybody on the rail, you know, and he would call. And he would do it. But I didn't talk to him since then. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the time I tried to get him, Scratch would say he wasn't ready because his wife's birthday. You know what I'm saying?
No, I was getting ready. I said I wasn't ready because I don't know how I feel. But I told him to call the show and apologize to everybody.
But what I'm saying, I haven't talked to him since, bro.
Oh, it don't matter. It don't matter. 3-2-3-6-4-2-15-97. We gonna go to after hours for a little bit. If y'all don't call in, y'all don't get in. You know what I mean? Not unless we call you and put you on a three-way. But anyway, Friday, thank y'all for listening. All y'all out here and on the internet and all that old stuff. Man, we gonna be back on here Monday. I think I gotta do something this weekend to change this bitch up. So anyway, True West Radio, and we am.
Ah, shit. Boo's gonna try to throw me under the bus.
Hold on. Let me say something. Let me tell you. I wasn't trying to get this
They
had a confession point, and they were talking about when the gay dude called in or whatever, went off on Scratch, and then Scratch brought up about when Mr. E went off on him, and the girl had said some motivational stuff about people always trying to voice their opinion and don't know what's happening on situations, but mainly they just taking up for the people that they deal with. So everybody, you know, everybody plays a part, but sometimes the part don't fit. And we were saying that if they ain't been in the gym or been running with us 100 miles, they really don't know if they're having anyway, but we understand when people come in and say shit. So it was a confession moment because the girl had said some inspirational shit that was unlocking shit and bringing everybody closer and closer together, the shit that she recited today on the show. And that's what happened. I wasn't trying to throw you on the bus. I was just trying to make confirmation
that
Mr. E. Kong ever come in.
It was a matter of, I couldn't see to do three way, but he did call me and voice his apology in all type of ways and say he talked to Scratch. And when we called him on three way, I told him it's better that he tell him and everything. And then I called Scratch. Scratch was like, he was, not today. You know, he just got back from Vegas and celebrated.
Right,
his
wife's
birthday.
You telling me that.
Right. So I haven't talked to Kong since, bro. And I'm saying, like, literally, I don't think I talked to E since then. Talked to him. Because that's what I did. I tried to call him back. And wherever I was
but
going
I wasn't trying to throw you under the bus. I was just bringing that up. While I was up, while we were on the air.
Call him and tell him to call in the show. But I haven't even talked to E, bro. I haven't talked to E.
I was trying to clear you up because you were on the phone because I had brought your name up. So I want you to defend yourself while we were still on the air the last 2-3 minutes, and you did. That's all I was doing.
He wanted to talk to me, and I told him, I said, no, I ain't ready because I just knew how I felt at that time. And I just got
no,
back
y'all
in.
Going the wrong direction. I was trying to tell y'all. He was talking about the 950 thing. So we said, even if you call at 950, as I said, oh, that's confetti right there. I know who called
Well, I was just messing with you on that one, though. Yeah,
but I told confetti, I said, I don't want him to apologize to me. He got to apologize to the station.
Everybody, right. And he did. I'm saying, to me he did. He hadn't did it to everybody. But, like I said, I talked to B and all them, and B talked to Nino. And Nino told me, we sent Nino the show, and he listened to it, though. He shouted to his brother then, and he Nino called me, woke me up. Like, damn, Betty. Like, what the fuck this is? You think I was running around the club doing this, trying to, and I thought it was all good because you were talking about doing the interview, and this shit then went left. So I remember the thing. So I tell the nigga, this shit was about, we were talking about some cowboys, cowboy out. football game. And this shit, nigga, you done went left with
it. I remember I said, if you don't know it, it's more gay people in Dallas than in San Francisco.
Yep. But that was Ray Riley trying to hang up.
He said, well, I'm about to hang up and fuck all this old gay shit.
I was like, hang up then.
Like, I would never say that to another man. I slap you in the face with my dick. Come on through, my nigga. I told him, I said, I wish you lived around the corner.
He was on some other shit, nigga.
I said, I wish you lived around the corner. He was over there off that morphine.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, because then he was telling me, you be on all that damn medicine and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? They say, Nino was like, don't put this nigga back in the show, dog. Don't put him back in the show.
Well, that nigga, if he's in morphine, he wouldn't have filled these punches of them goddamn bullet wounds, nigga. I'd have fucked his ass up if he lived 100 miles from me, I'd have went over there.
Maybe he's 60, 70 something years old. You shouldn't even get a pleasure out of that.
Listen. Do the 80, blind, crippled, crazy.
Those who don't walk are drag.
That
motherfucker would.
That nigga better have, if you're in a wheelchair, you better have spring action.
I sit down in the chair, nigga, and buckle my legs to the motherfucker.
For you to get satisfaction out of that, I know he didn't have no right, no way disrespecting you, you know what I'm saying? Because we was talking about football.
And we joke about football. We talk about football all the time, no matter what the hell it is.
You think about it now, if you really analyze it, low key, maybe the nigga got a little gay in you. You struck a nerve.
That's what I was thinking in the first place.
Somebody, because why would you get mad and tell a nigga I would come suck your dick, but the nigga just was making a comment about gay people? He felt some type of way.
Well, I mean, he might have talked like he felt like he was throwing his sword down, but it's like, you know, more of a personal level, you know, but I mean, he just took it the wrong way. That shit just got out of control. That's gonna do some bullshit. That's all that was.
It definitely did, but the whole point was, like I was telling him, I said, you told me he wanted to call. I was like, call the show and apologize. You said it on the show.
Yeah,
apologize.
That's all I'm saying there. He said, I'm just saying.
I was like, damn.
Call him right now, three-way. That's the reason why he couldn't get on the show before, because I can't see to do three-way. I couldn't see to do it.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Like I said, all is forgiven.
If I show up on this motherfucker, I'll get him. I mean, like I said, He apologized wholeheartedly. You know what I'm saying? He said he'd do it. He didn't have no problem. And I just haven't talked to him since. That's because, you know, I real upset with that shit. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
That shit was out of control. That shit was dumb. That shit was stupid. You know what I'm saying? And for you to take something that, you know, we're getting over here playing the dozen, and we go there, and you get out there and say some shit like that, you know what I'm saying, bro? It's like, nah.
Imagine how mad I was.
Oh, I know you was, bro. I
was fucked.
That's why
burning
see,
up.
That's why I was ready to jump off the radio because I was like, what the fuck? Man, I don't even want to hear this shit because I know this shit
like,
about to get dumb.
But the cool part about it, he put a pause in between before he said I was slapped in the face of my neck. He put a pause in there.
He said, what if I come down there?
He
said, what if I come down there and slap you in the face with my dick is what he said. I remember the whole
thing. I know. I was on the show. I know.
I feel like.
And I said,
I feel like that man
was.
I feel like he was. I think the energy, when I first heard E on the radio that night, his energy was fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I knew his energy was fucked up when he first got on the show. And I was trying to like nigga, like why are you out here with your energy like that? You know what I'm saying? His whole energy was wrong when he got on the show. So I knew it was like, I didn't know it was gonna go there.
My goddamn.
You know, he wants to try to pretend like he's more than everybody, and he gonna get stuff done. He a mover and shaker, but he ain't never came through on nothing in the past that he ever offered. That's why I didn't care for him in the first place.
Well,
but
you know, but you don't deal with him. You ain't been dealing with it as long as I've been dealing with him. Like I say, you know, I've been dealing with him. That shit right there, that shit was like, that was some out of line shit, bro. I just, like I told you, and that's why I was like, he trying to call me and talk to me like I fit it. Like, nigga, I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear none of that shit. That shit out of line, nigga. That shit was dumb.
I was hot, and then every time it come back up, I just get mad again. I just ain't as mad as
and
I was.
And he
going
to call me and want me to. I don't want to understand none of that shit. But, you know, he wasn't trying to, you know. But he called. I fit it, man. I'm sorry, man. I've been on this medicine and this shit. I apologize, man. And then you want to. Nah, bro.
I'm gonna tell y'all. I know we talk a whole lot of shit on this motherfucker, but I never tell y'all something that I won't fight for. If you get what I'm saying, now that shit right there, nigga, you gotta be ready to fight when I see you. I never say that to nobody. I don't say nothing to nobody if I ain't ready to fight like a motherfucker. Because there's a whole lot of motherfuckers that I talk to. I'll be like, all right, cuz, I see you in the street. So now they got to wait when I see they ass in the street. Nigga, it's old. There's
right,
still a whole
I'm
lot
I'm
of
not motherfuckers. Gonna, I know LD sick man. I'm not going to go do that.
I'm just saying. Okay. I would never tell you guys no kind of shit that's going to make us fall out by any time. Because if I did, that means, nigga, we going to fight when we see each other.
Yeah, I'm not trying. If I got to go there, I'm going to remove myself.
That's
from
what
the,
I'm saying. Might as well remove yourself from everything. But it's niggas, I done told that because niggas done talk slick. They think this nigga gray hair, nigga. Nigga, I will motherfucking beat your ass all the way up. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm just saying, I would never do that to y'all at all. I don't give a damn. We could get mad at each other. We could cuss. We could whatever. I never do that to people, bro. Hell, I ain't 70. I'm in a wheelchair taking some fucked up medication. You know what I mean?
He done been there. That nigga been in and out the hospital. That nigga done had about. He probably had about 30
Don't
strokes.
Don't get mad at me because you sick, nigga.
No, no.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, first of all,
I got nothing to do with
first
it.
First of all, how you gonna slap you if he can't get out the bed?
He can't get out the wheelchair. Be like, all right, stand up. I'm going to put my face right here.
I think he's coming back walking around, but... I don't think he wasn't in the wheelchair, but he was in the wheelchair for probably about a year. They just started back walking probably about 4 months. getting back walking that lung. He was sick. I mean, he was swole up.
Well, then why
he was delusional, dementia.
Oh, Lord. Well, anyway, enough of that motherfucker. Because, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I ain't mad. Like I said, I ain't got to deal with him. So, apology accepted.
I get him. Like I said, I get a chance to talk to him, but you know, nigga, I'm blind. He would tell me, Kyle, he'd be telling, Kyle, three-way. Nigga, I can't see the dude three-way, nigga. Everybody be trying to tell me to do three-way. Nigga, I can't see doing them three-way.
You need an old-school BlackBerry so you can just know where the buttons are.
Didn't BlackBerry just say they were going to discontinue BlackBerry?
Oh, yeah, they did. They discontinued BlackBerry.
He set up his... You got an Android or you got Apple phone?
Android. Because, nigga, On my house phone, I don't even have to look at the numbers. Whoever I'm dialing, I know exactly who I'm dialing. I ain't got to look at the numbers on my house phone. The little cord.
I used to be like that, too.
I don't even have to do it. Nigga, if I'm in the bed watching TV, I ain't got to look at the remote control. I know exactly what buttons to push to go to the channel I want to go to.
That's that phone I need. I'm blind. Somebody can hit the button.
Oh, yeah, nigga. Or all you got to do is if you had the motherfucker, damn, you can't, I don't know about. See, I'm going to tell y'all. I build computers. I don't know shit about phones. So it ain't nothing that you could do is say, all right, call, because hell, how to call you? How the hell you call me?
Okay, Google. Call King Scratch. Okay, Google. Oh. Now, 323-642-1597. Nigga, I hear you said enough.
Mm-hmm.
On this phone, I'm 2 and 3, you're not fucking.
You should be able to do that anyway.
Put them on hold and three-way such and such. Try that
because you got to be able to talk to Google. You can't talk to Google when you're on the phone with somebody.
When you
Google's going to get cold when they can do that.
Tell them to put your phone on the setting where it talks to you.
My phone? No, stopped. I used to have that... Well, that was accessibility, and it talked. Man, that shit keep getting jammed up. You got to go out, and the app is getting jammed up.
You should be able to have access to everything that you got to do by your voice. You need to have them motherfuckers say, look, I'm blind. I need to do some three-way calling. I still got to conduct business.
Hey, check it out. You know, my cousin was blind, you know. When I went blind, he'd been blind. But he passed, you know, November 2020 of COVID. They have Thanksgiving. But he didn't have, you know, you got a lot of things that help you when you're blind. They're not everything. You know what I'm saying? So I can say, okay, Google, do this. Okay, Google, call this. Because all that numbers program my phone. But like I say, something, these apps get to jamming up the phone. You got to realize, I got to wait or somebody got time to come by and I'm jamming my phone. I live alone. You know, like I can go in, hey, do this. I wouldn't want to do it if I did because I'd have been around all my family and all them. Everybody got a life and everybody busy. Hey, man, do this. That motherfucker swam back to the save the world. All right, this is got this music shit. Cause I do music. You gotta realize they used to me doing my family used to me doing a whole lot of shit. So me, when I come around, when I can do something, they look at this nigga about to ask me to do 40 things because this nigga always in a lot of shit.
But then when you could see, everybody was asking you for shit, wasn't it?
No, ask for no money when you go through.
Everybody was asking you for shit. when you could see, when you was out there doing your thing, everybody was asking you. So I tell you why people are, when you fuck around and you down, them motherfuckers ain't trying to help you. That's bullshit.
I mean, let me tell you something. I'm not going to, this is what I'm saying, bro. There's no problem with the things I need when it comes to daily living. When you ask some people that don't want to have a complicated lifestyle with all the extra shit I do, but me getting the things that I need, say, man, I need to go get this, go get this, go get this. It's cool. When I step into that music zone, oh, them niggas like, back up. Right, hold on now. This nigga, because they know I do a lot of shit. A lot come with it. And it's just the truth. I know it. But if the things I need, like, you know, you need this, you need that, go get something to eat, folks, you know, living in that regular life, because that's what they want to do. They don't want to be in them. And all of
Well, they got the caregivers for that. They got a whole lot of people that you get them, they get paid to take care of you. And they don't care about what the hell you trying to do. You know,
right.
They probably ain't
gonna you know what?
Go give me that hook on the corner and bring her up here. They ain't gonna do all that. But whatever you want them to do, they'll do for you. And they'll get paid for it, and they ain't even out your pocket.
Bro, it was like, you gotta realize, I be hustling up. I get shit done. I just gotta hustle hard.
I know you do.
I just gotta
but
hustle.
I'm just saying.
No, I just
gotta
hustle.
If you got somebody who's sitting there with you for X amount of hours a day to make sure you get your stuff done, I don't care what it is, they got people for that. They get paid for that. They get paid for that. You know, you get some good people. Sometimes you get some fucked up people. Sometimes you get some good people. But they get a check.
Now, they're nice to him, but they ain't got to change no diapers.
Sorry.
Whatever.
I ain't got them issues.
They get paid even if they had to change diapers.
I said, but they're going to be nice to him because they don't.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it's just little shit. That you have to do, they don't mind doing it because they ain't got to do nothing out to, you know, change diapers, make sure, go in there and put your ass in the bathtub and wash it.
No. Good, no. I had a kid give hours. I'm going to be on the internet doing business shit. Clean up, bitch. I clean up myself. So I asked him, here, come do some of the internet work.
How you know if it's dirty if you can't see it, nigga?
All right, nigga, because I clean.
Be like, nigga, my sock is right there, nigga. My sock is right there, nigga. I know if I was blind, nigga. The motherfucker come in my house and be like, damn, your shit is fucked up.
Let me tell you something. I do shit the blind way. I'm in a studio apartment. Hey, so I turn around and I touch everything. My floor. I get on my knees, nigga. I sweep my whole floor on my knees. I touch every corner of this floor. Ain't no food, no nothing. I wipe down everything. You gotta realize my cousin Harold was blind when I could see go over there. That nigga apartment was clean. But I guess, and I thought about it when I went blind as a reason, you know, when you blind, you just
don't fuck
keep
up
it clean
shit.
Because one thing about it is, nigga, you don't know if you have spiders, this and that. I'm real cautious on cleaning everything, make sure ain't no food. I eat at the table. I might sit at my desk, but most times, I'm going to clean it. I'm going to clean some areas two or three times. I over-clean, you know what I'm saying? To compensate for me not being able to see.
Well, I understand that.
I over-clean.
But still, people get paid for it, and it don't come out
yeah.
your pocket. So you can read your own
music. I mean, but you right. But
you got people.
You know, until
through.
I get some things set up, I got to go through them processes, and I just deal with them until I get everything set up.
Cause I guarantee you, nigga, if I can't see, I'll be like, whoever come and take care of me, they gonna learn Pro Tools. Go to track one.
Oh, you know, that was my thing, because I gave my daughter my studio. Two. I gave my daughter my studio stuff, so my whole deal is, that's one thing I want to start getting all my studio equipment back. Give me some studio equipment. But,
go to track five. That sounds good.
Go visit her. You can't
hit the space bar, huh?
That'd be
hit the space bar for play. Hit the space bar.
I can feel the space bar,
mm-hmm.
So I ain't got to worry about that. All right, push record. That motherfucker be like, yeah, all right. Well, you know I used to sing. Okay, good. You come and sing on this track that you helping me do.
Yeah. Well, get in where you fit in.
Get in where you fit in.
Yeah, I could wash my clothes, wash the dishes, cook.
I know. I mean, look, I know it's called adapting to the situation. It's just like everything. You know, when people, I know a lot of people in wheelchairs, and they adapt to what they got to do, so I'm pretty sure you adapted to it because you ain't got no choice but to do it, especially when
you know,
by yourself.
Either that or choose to live with a family member or have a type of home. And, you know, nigga, when you lived alone, huh?
I said, hell to the no.
That's what I can go live with a family member or close somebody. You gotta realize my sister live in one, well, by my mother, my sister, Oklahoma, Maryland, and Houston. And my dad, you know, my other two sisters in Houston too. And my stepsisters, they in Houston and Louisiana. I don't live like I live in Dallas. I got my cousins and my friends and everything. But my sister live, stepbrothers and all that, they in Houston. Huh?
It'd be cold up there, though.
Yeah, so I catch the bus. You know, that's why when I got to get things done and things like if you take me. But like I said, I got enough people around here that can help me. But I don't burden no one person with everything. Or you might see me go here for the help, here for the help, here for the help, this one for the help.
Yeah.
I can do it. But the only thing with all that stuff is, like, certain things like for it being healthy, I still got to come back home because the stuff that affect my body, I got everything at home for me. So I come home, like I was running around all year last year, so I'm trying to stay home. My sister called me today. I'm like, when you coming to Houston? I'm like, oh, man, I got to stay home where I can exercise, get myself the stuff I need for like the first 90 days, and then I'll go. I start running around, start recording, doing this and that. You know what I'm saying?
You,
I feel like I did too much last
year. You could actually have a motherfucker doing whatever you need. All of that. And they getting paid, and it ain't out
right.
Your pocket. I would
right.
Love
but, you know, I still got to go. Hey, let me tell you something. The girl next door brought me some beans. She brought me some beans. I said, oh, she brought me some beans. She's a trainer, too. She might be my lip caregiver.
She might
be open the door.
Shut up.
It's fabulous. I'm like, hey, I don't beans taste pretty good. It's going to be bad, too. I don't know. She might want that confetti juice. I don't know.
Oh, my God. On that note, I'm about to get the fuck out of here. I got to go eat fucking hell. Like you said beans. I think it's some beans in there. I'm about to give me some.
Oh, no. She got fatty beans. All them sausages and bacon and goddamn bell pepper. What the hell is that? You know, everything was doing over there. We were seeing this light and everything. Okay.
She lit. She put the bell cash on.
Yeah, this nigga,
huh? No, I said she lit and she put a bell cash on it, too.
This nigga over here.
What on him?
Nah, I think he's lit. He knows what she's doing.
You got if you ain't got no bell peppers on the bangs, you know what I'm saying? And if it was good, you know, your goddamn taste is heightened. So now you like, is that bell pepper? Is that cayenne pepper?
Wow, you cooking some beans that you like? You trying? I was gonna say you own some. I could cook some beans there on wings. This, oh, no curly deal.
I'm going.
See,
to
go. I should try to go. I started knocking the throat to him. Give me another hit of that.
And then that big ass boyfriend would have came to the door and be like, "Who you nigga? And just beat you up and shit." I'm just going with it. Hello, who is it? It's Confetti. Look, Confetti.
Hold on.
Hey, nigga, what you doing in my girl? Blah, 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 blah.
I bet. I'm going to let nigga over here get these babies, nigga. Chill the fuck.
Nigga come to the door with the bowl and shit. Hey, come to the bowl. Come, got the bowl in his hand. Big old Devo come and fuck you up. Cause I'm just trying to come get some more beans. Oh, so you say that nigga come with my beans? I'm just fucking with you. Well, man, I love y'all. I'm out, man. I'm about to go get me some motherfucking beans now, shit. I'll get with y'all on Monday. I'm gonna drop a couple of songs on Monday. I really think so. You know, I'm just trying to figure out what two I want to let y'all hear because they some pretty good shit. Then, Julia, I have your track tomorrow. Did you do your verses?
Yes, I did.
Did you send your verse?
I'm going to send it to you tomorrow.
And the other song, too?
Yep.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Get yours in. And what I do is I holler at y'all. Said, well, I probably talk to all of y'all tomorrow, but other than that, I'm out. True West Radio.
Good night, y'all.
Yeah, yeah. Good night.
Good night. All right, ladies.
Bye night. Love y'all. Peace.
I'm just going to play in my car.